We'll move on to our regular agenda. Item 20 is commissioner reports. Do we have any commissioner reports? Yes, Commissioner Koenig, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. A few weeks ago on March 20th, I went to Sacramento along with our interim executive director, Mitch Weiss, and the Central Coast Coalition on behalf of the Regional Transportation Commission. Central Coast Coalition consists of Santa Cruz, Monterey, San Benito, San Luis Obispo, and Santa Barbara counties. It was formed to lobby for our collective transportation interests. We met with State Senator Laird, State Senator Lamone, Assembly Members Pellerin and Addis, representatives from Assembly Member Greg Hart's office and Speaker Rivas's office, and California Transportation Commissioner Joseph Cruz. Our request of state representatives was to continue funding important transportation projects in the Central Coast region, even in the face of a deficit year. We asked them to look at creative ways to get this funding in a year where budget deficit could be as high as 30%. We asked them to look at relocating truck wait fees from the current use for debt service to funding new transportation projects, to consider issuing a climate bond with funds earmarked for active transportation and transit projects, to consider creating a successor to the gas tax, which of course we've seen revenues from that go down as more people adopt electric vehicles. We suggest that they look at higher tiered vehicle registration fees so that we continue to have money during this transition to invest in our transportation network. What we heard back was that this budget deficit that the state faces is big, again, as high as 30%, and that something will need to be cut. And so that's what the legislature's everyone in Sacramento, it seems, is trying to figure out now. We also heard that the bonding capacity for the state is about $15 to $20 billion. So while a climate bond is being discussed, there are a number of competing interests with other bonds looking to go out, including affordable housing bond and education facilities bond. And finally, there are discussions happening about successors to the gas tax and possible extension to cap and trade, but those have largely taken a backseat in the current year's budget to the current year's budget discussions. So unfortunately, not a ton of encouraging news. We'll learn more in the coming months about whether our state representatives can come up with any creative ways to continue funding important transportation projects in the near term. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional reports? And on this end? All right. Thank you, commissioners. I will just say briefly, and staff correct me if I've got any of these facts wrong, but just a reminder to everyone that there will be 24-hour closure of Highway 1 this weekend from 7 p.m. on Saturday to 7 p.m. on Sunday between 41st and Bay Avenue. Do I have those two right? I always get those two wrong. And Park, thank you. See, I knew I was going to get it wrong again. Thank you for the correction. So just a reminder to everyone, a little detour, 7 p.m. Saturday to 7 p.m. Sunday. Maybe just stay home that day. All right. With that, we will move on.